Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in every small matters is also trustworthy in great things. And a person who is dishonest in very small matter is also dishonest in great things. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? You are not trustworthy with what belongs to others, who will give you what is yours? No servant can call two masters. He will either hate one or love the other, or he devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. When he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So, today the gospel is very simple. Always ready to love, to serve, to live like Christ. St. Luke, also another occasion, he says, this is St. Paul to the Corinthians. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. So what Jesus is giving an example is to die of ourselves to the will of God. At Gethsemane, he was praying, Father, take this cup away from me, because it was very painful. But then he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Even on the cross, he experienced the darkness of his soul. He cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? In this manner, Jesus experienced the worst experience of human being, with no light, with the present, feeling the presence of God. At times, God allows us to experience, we say, Jesus was sickened. This experience is not, it's just to help us to serve sincerely, truthfully, every people by our side. Many times we seek for self-glory when we help others. But Jesus today is telling us, no, just love. Love includes to take suffering, to take our crosses. Jesus himself is God, but make himself weak as a human being. he offered his whole life so that we can have life in the Lord. Also today, as Christians, we can offer our little things to get the death of Christ for the sinners. God invites us to live like Him, to forgive and forget the others' wrongdoings, but just always happy and joyful to live the present moment, paying attention to people we are talking with, doing well everything with the heart of Jesus. Then we offer all the rest in the hand of the Lord. Let us give thanks that we have this gift from the Lord. His cross, His readiness to suffer for the sake of the sinners. We can do the same. Without Jesus, we want to follow Him. Ask Him to give us also some sufficient grace so that we can always be ready to fulfill the will of God in us.